The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
One day at a time. As I get older, I'm learning more and more about the importance of taking things one day at a time. Very early on in my life, I found that it takes a lot of stress off me and works best for me if I create a list, things that I want to get done that day. When I was much younger, I only had a few things to keep track of, like getting dressed in the morning, breakfast, school, then play with my friends, dinner, and to bed. Well, as an adult, we all know, at least for most of us, life is not that simple. Even after I retired from my full-time job, I still have a very long list of things I want, need, or desire to accomplish. It certainly is not a one-size-fit-all silver bullet for everyone, but making a list works for me. I'm able to prioritize things according to importance and timing, then check them off as they're completed, and I'm very comfortable with setting things up for the next day or future. That way, I can rest at the end of the day, thanking God for what He helped me accomplish, and have peace about things that can wait until tomorrow. One day at a time. Listen to Matthew chapter 6. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take you thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek you first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Rest. Trust. Have confidence in the Lord. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. We should relax and take life one day at a time. Since we live by faith, we should walk by faith. 2 Corinthians 5, 7. We walk by faith, not by sight. Romans 1, 17 says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Later in Galatians chapter 3, now it is evident that no one is justified before God by the law, for the righteous shall live by faith. Hebrews 10, and my righteous ones will live by faith. But I will take no pleasure in anyone who turns away. But we are not like those who turn away from God to their own destruction. We are the faithful ones, whose souls will be saved. Philippians 4, remember the Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Folks, life is very challenging, can be intimidating at times, and scary. As I've heard it said, don't sweat the small stuff. And it's all small stuff. And a phrase that I've shared with my family many, many times over the years, do your best and trust God with the rest. May God help us to learn the value of one day at a time.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.